Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are live from the Harry Buffalo here in Lakewood. And we're having fun.
Hey, we're having fun.
Xavier P. actually did throw out a name that I think Browns fans might want right now over Mason Graham. It is fair to say Tet McMillan.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
He's great, but it's just interesting. Like guys, if Mason Graham being a really good starter and not a great starter is the difference between you winning in the future and not, suffice it to say, you did a really bad job building the roster in general.
Yeah, it was always about getting as many picks as you possibly could in young rookie contracts and everything else. I'm not going to get upset by it because I wasn't upset in the moment. I can't get upset now.
Even the Quinshon thing, like I preferred Travion Henderson over Quinshon, but like the basis was I didn't think Quinshon was going to be a home run hitter in the NFL. Well, he's been a home run hitter.
Yeah.
So if he just ends up being like, I think Joe Mixon, and the reason why I brought that up is big, tough, physical runner, but maybe not a touchdown machine. But like Joe Mixon was like the 45th pick in the draft. If you get a solid starting quarterback, like guys that.
Yeah, Joe Mixon had problems for why he fell to 45,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, but I guess my point is like Nick Chubb being Nick Chubb and being the 33rd pick in the draft or the 35th pick in the draft, that tends to be more the unicorn, right?
Yeah, even so, Nick Chubb, though, so it's funny about that is because there's a lot of Patriots fans right now that are, at the time, they wondered if they got the wrong Georgia back. Remember, they took Sony Michel and the Browns took Nick Chubb, and it was like, but they rationalized it, they justified it with the idea that Nick Chubb had that just dangerous knee injury that happened at Georgia, and that's why he ended up falling the way that he did. And what's funny is now Patriots fans have to wonder if they got the wrong Ohio State back.
Mm-hmm.
If, in fact, they went Henderson when they should have gone Judkins, but you can make an argument that there's reasons why Judkins was positioned where he was as well.
I will say that was funny to watch in the Patriots game.
Henderson actually looked better than I thought he was going to.
I was going to say he had a couple
I thought
runs.
He was pretty good.
And it was like that weird thing where it's like a Barstool guy be like, maybe Henderson's great. And be like, okay, all right.
And hey, Ramondre Stevenson is out this week. He's going to have another big opportunity this week.
Does it matter if any of the four first players, so Fannin, Quinshon, Carson Schlesinger, Mason Graham, if they're all just really good players,
that's a win. Like people talk about like David Njoku, for instance. Like, do you consider Njoku's career and everything you've gotten out of that? Is that a win for somebody that was taken as the third pick you had in the first round of that draft?
Yes, because I also think like he's been held back. His numbers have been held back by the quarterbacks he's played with.
Well, and he's also he's been put in the doghouse like three different times by the Browns too. Like, there's been seasons where they just went ahead and was like, oh, we'll pay other tight ends instead of you. And we'll try to see if we make this work out. You look at that as a win. The 8 years of production and constantly being reliable, that's a win.
Well, and like the weird thing about Njoku is, I think if you would put him, let's put it this. I'm even going to go with if you put him Pat Mahomes, he'd have 7,000 career yards. I'm not even going to go there, but I just went there. I also think our standards for tight ends are so back asswards because we think Kelce's and Gronkowski's grow on trees, and it's like at any given moment there are five truly elite tight ends in the NFL, And then there's a lot of guys that go from like 6 to 20 that are good. They're serviceable. They have moments where they look like they could be a top five, but they're not consistently that guy.
Yeah.
And that's different from like I can name you 20 top receivers that can put up elite stats at any given moment. I can okay, maybe not 20 running backs, but even quarterbacks now. I mean, like, Jared Goff is maybe the 11th best quarterback in the NFL. He puts up elite stats. Baker.
Yeah, well, but there's tiers with quarterbacks, too, though, because there's the Burrow, Lamar, Mahomes, Allen tier, and then there's everybody else, which is very similar, in my opinion, to what the tight end tiers that you're talking about. Like, for the longest time, it was Kittle, it was Andrews, and it was Kelsey, and then it just kind of felt like everybody else was playing in that next tier.
Now, while we talk about the Browns, of course, it's the bye, and we have talked a lot about Myles Garrett as a trade piece this week. It was interesting. The amount of people who just watched the video of us talking about the potential godfather for the Eagles and that didn't then follow up, that just took what we were saying we would trade Miles, I thought it was really interesting. I think people are very sensitive about a Miles trade.
Really?
In a way that I'm just at a very practical point with the Browns.
Huh.
Whereas, I don't think the Browns are at a practical point with where they are either. I don't think they're willing to admit how up a specific creek they are without a paddle.
So not to be that guy, I'm not to be like, oh, I missed that convo that happened online, but I feel like I missed that convo that happened online. So people, they wanted nothing to do with trading Miles at all?
Yeah, it was one or two of the extremes. It was either, of course you do that. We got a lot of, well, you get a bunch of second-round picks, basically, for him.
So, okay, so that is something that I feel like I could see a lot of people saying. A lot of people being like, oh, the Eagles' next three picks. I think I even heard Daryl say something similar to that earlier today on with Ken and Anthony. It's like they're going to be 26, 28, 29. Well, that's basically second-round picks. It's like, no, it's not. That's still a first-round pick. That's not basically a second-round pick. That's still a first-round pick. Like, you got to stop making these end-of-first-round picks into being basically chopped liver, because there's so many good players that come out of the end of the first round. But the point is that when it comes to Miles in this discussion, I thought that we had gotten so many people on board with the idea that if they traded him this last offseason, that probably would have been best.
I did think of somebody that needs Myles Garrett more than the Eagles, and that the Eagles report being out there would benefit the Browns if the Browns were trying to drive a hard bargain.
All right. I'm intrigued.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Cowboys, and then I was like, I just don't know. I don't know if I love that enough. Walk me through it.
Which part?
With trade compensation, reason why the Cowboys are now the team. Obviously, they're trying to get something in return for the idea that they traded off Micah. I get that. I understand it. Jerry's talking about $100 billion in gas or something like that. Like, I don't even know that he's...
Like toots?
Not like toots.
Okay.
I guess there's like $100 billion of gas somewhere in the world that he's trying to find. This is like a... Yeah, he was on like Dallas Radio earlier today... Dallas Radio earlier today was complaining about the idea that Jerry had made a public comment about basically searching for all this $100 billion worth of gas or whatever resources are out there.
Are we sure he's just not going to be on the new season of Landman?
Well, they wondered if he was like starting to shift his focus away from the Dallas Cowboys.
He's given up?
Because he's focused on, I don't know why, at like mid-80s, Jerry Jones is focused on finding $100 billion worth of other resources.
Do you think maybe it was the, well, that's good because he doesn't have enough money. But maybe
right? Like, don't you think at some point would you just be like, all right, cool, I'm gonna chill.
I mean, if I was 80, I'd probably put more of my energy into winning one last championship.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or dsw.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If I had as much money as he does, I like that he does that, that he seems like he cares so much as an owner. But like, he's got his hand in all these different pots. Like, this is why he's
Keep
Jerry Johnson.
Doing the 6'7" thing.
This is why. No, this is just how I was doing this before 6'7". I'll be doing this after 6'7".
6'7".
Apparently people tell me 6'7" is now dead anyway.
Okay, who are those people?
Lindsay Rhodes today on Twitter said her fourth grader says 6'7" is no longer cool, and it's just the assumption that 6'7" sucks now.
All right,
like parents have killed 6'7".
We did it.
You want to know why? Because we're all dressing up as 6'7" for the Halloween costumes and such.
That's objectively
hilarious.
You saw
the, you see the skit from Bill and Alyssa, our friends over there
at
Q104? They had a whole skit with one of our bosses, Chase Daniel, and it was a whole deal about like dressing up as 6'7".
I bet it was hilarious.
They're like, how's the show today? And Bill's like, yeah, it was like a 6. And then he unzips his sweatshirt, and he's got a 6 on there. And then it's like, Alyssa, what'd you think about the show today? She's like, I think it was a 7. And then they do the 6'7" bit. And that's why fourth graders don't think it's cool anymore, guys.
Okay, are we sure?
That's why they don't think it's cool anymore.
And I'm not trying to cast aspersions here.
Yeah.
What if Lindsay Rhodes' fourth grader just isn't cool?
It's on the table.
It's on the table. Works for Sumer Sports. Bit of a nerd. She wanted to trade Myles Garrett before it was cool. What if we're just really dealing with an unpopular fourth grader? Has anyone brought this to the table? Because I'm willing to bring
that
it now.
Fourth grader says 6'7" is dead. I feel like a lot of adults started dressing up for Halloween as 6'7". We tried adopting it, and what did kids do? They run quicker from adults adopting things than anything.
Mm-hmm.
We killed 6'7" for these kids.
Mm. Now,
back to this. Jerry Jones says he has unlocked $100 billion gas bounty in a drilling inferno. So like this has been the conversation in Dallas right now is like, is Jerry too much, his eyes on the prize too much of this $100 billion gas bounty and drilling inferno
than
focused on the team itself?
How do you unlock it?
I'd have to read the Wall Street Journal article for that.
Is this like Bitcoin?
Like a passcode? I don't think so.
Did he pay patronage to the Saudis? I'm just curious.
Legitimately, Dak Prescott yesterday called it definitely frustrating that Jerry Jones is so focused in on this $100 billion gas deal.
I mean, in fairness, I think Jerry's worth like $15 billion. $15 billion, I could use another $100 billion.
It's a real thing that happened in sports. They asked the starting quarterback of the Cowboys, what do you think about Jerry Jones spending so much time in this $100 billion investment into trying to figure out some gas project?
All right.
I don't know that he's as committed as he used to be is what I'm
saying. But maybe now that he's unlocked it. Now that he's got the $100 billion pipeline here, maybe now he is ready to make the Myles Garrett trade.
It was everywhere. GetUp Crew reacts to Jerry Jones, $100 billion comments. It was everywhere.
But I think if you're Jerry Jones, and listen, I'm not trading Myles for anything less than 3 first-rounders, because, again, if I'm going to do it, it's got to be you've got to incentivize me. The Browns don't have to do anything. Right. And by the way, the reason why it works from Miles' side of things, he's a Texas kid. He wanted to go to Dallas in the first place.
He's from Dallas. Yeah. Not just a Texas kid. He's from Dallas.
So that's one part of why this makes sense. It's the rare team that is not a great team that he might actually go to. But I think it makes sense from their side because I think Miles would legitimately change the course of their season. I think Miles with the rest of that defensive line gives your defense a chance to be good enough for the offense to carry you to the playoffs and maybe more.
Well, and the thing I think we like about Dallas instead of like a team like the Eagles, for instance, is that we know that Dallas would likely lose in the first round if they even make it to the playoffs. And it's not pick 26, 27, 28. And there's no guarantee that in years to come it would be the back end of the first round because Dallas never gets it right.
Now, there's another sliver here of the Miles conversation, and it's about Miles having arguably his best season.
Yeah.
And what that means on a potential 4-win team
so
for him.
So here's what I think is really interesting about this, and I think this convo is going to ratchet up, especially if he starts to go closer to breaking the single season sack record or anything like that. Once he realizes that you can't be on a 4-win team as an already winner of the Defensive Player of the Year award, you can't be on a 4-win team and win the DPOY, I think it's going to do the same thing that happened last year, this year. Right, was Miles upset with the lack of wins last year? Of course he was. What I really think Miles was the most upset at is that he didn't have a chance of winning the DPOY with the dominant season that he had, because winning four games takes you out of that conversation.
Yeah, ironically, we just had the conversation of what is a guy, why is a guy with $15 billion net worth trying to unlock $100 billion? Well, why does a guy with one Defensive Player of the Year award get frustrated that he's not in a position to win one more? I think if the Browns were 10-7 last year, he would have had a pretty decent shot of winning a second. And I think if the Browns were in pace to be a 10 or 11 win team, honestly, 9 wins in a wild card team, and I think he's got a decent chance, especially if he finally cracks into the 18-19 sack range.
And he knows it. I mean, there's a reason why he was asked last weekend about whether he'd change all 5 sacks into basically nothing in order to get the win, is because the perception right now is that Miles is way more about his individual stats and is way more about what happens to Myles Garrett than what happens to the Browns. And I don't even fault him. But if the whole point of him playing as great defensively as he is on a 4-win team is that eventually he could end up winning a Defensive Player of the Year, it's not going to happen if they are, in fact, a 4-win team.
I would love to give this hypothetical question to Miles when he's not in front of a microphone, so he might actually answer it.
You know what the answer would be?
A little truth serum.
I think you know what
you
the answer would be.
You can take the all-time single-season sack record, or for every win we, for every sack we take off your total, we add a win to the Browns' win total. So there'd be a sweet spot where you'd be a 9-win playoff team, and he'd still have like 18 sacks. Would you take it? That'd be the perfect thing for him, because he'd give up a little personally for a little bit of team success, and he'd also go ahead and win the Defensive Player of the Year award.
Yeah, I was reminded earlier today about the that ESPN article he had when he was coming out of college at Texas A&M, and he was like listing out all his goals, and he talked about he wanted to be the single season sack leader, he wanted to win a DPOY, he wanted to be top 10 all time in career sacks, but didn't know if he'd play long enough to get there. All these type of things. He didn't mention Super Bowl in there. Like Miles is, he's a me guy, and that's fine. But the problem with that is that being a me guy on a 4-win team leaves you with no more DPOYs.
Yeah, and I think the problem of that is being a me guy on a 4-win team. Habitually, fans start to recognize that even more. I mean, there were people who spun his upset on Sunday at being taken out of the game, that he was really just mad he couldn't make a run for the NFL single-game sack record, which I believe is 7 sacks, as opposed to he was just mad that they weren't winning. Yeah. Which, by the way, if it came out, I have had my criticism of Miles. I have had my defense of Miles. If Miles was really that upset, I don't know there's coming back from
I mean,
that.
Which one do you think makes the most sense? I think you know that answer. Oh, no, we have to go to break. Oh, no.
6-7.
Oh,
no.
Hey, Jerry Jones, $100 billion.
216-474-0092. All right. If you take the picks from the 3 first-rounders from the Eagles to 3 first-rounders from the Dallas Cowboys, does it change your answer on Myles Garrett? It does. It changes it a little bit for me. I'd still like a player or two back. I really like Tyler Booker, their guard out of Alabama. And the one day a year you can be miserable, but probably shouldn't. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.